Borough of Edgewood Council meeting from Monday, May 1st, 2017. Madam President, any of you will call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
And let the records show that the solicitor and mayor are in attendance. Please rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anybody care to address the council from the floor? Moving right along then. Authorization to pay bills, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $21,244.34, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $8,900.64, for a total of $30,144.98.
Cheap.
Comments? The only thing on $3,500 approximately for down payment for dog park fence, $2,450 for train station termite work. Other than that, it was kind of a light bill list. All the expenses routine.
Did you say $20,000 for termite work?
$2,450.
You're going to change businesses.
Best in any, we call the roll, please.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes. Motion carries. Business meeting. Volunteer Fire Department report. Mr. Reynolds.
Things are coming along nicely with our fire academy. 2 weeks ago, we held a burn weekend. We took our crews out to the Indiana County Fire Academy and spent 2 days teaching them how to work on an interior fire in a simulated structural setting. Quite well with that. I'm also proud to say that this last weekend facilitated their Firefighter 1 National Certification Practical Exam at the Monroeville Public Safety Center, and all of them passed. So that is great news. The only thing we're waiting on now is for the written exam to come back. And we'll have 7 brand new firefighters. So, ready to go. Outside of that, we've been running our normal number of calls and keeping busy. Nothing of note in terms of the call volume that we've had. And do you want to discuss the other truck committee, or do you want to do that with council?
We'll do that when there's more council.
Yeah. And that's all I've got.
When's graduation? When would be graduation?
Graduation, I believe, will be a week.
Mr. Fuller, we are now accepting registrations for summer t-ball and softball. So if you are interested, please get your applications in. We also are already underway for all of our summer prep. We are working on a yoga in the park series. We're working with local yoga instructors to do a Saturday morning yoga in the park, which we're excited about. And we also are working on movies in the park. We've got good titles. So we start June 12th with The Wizard of Oz. And then we have Despicable Me, Inside Out, and Monsters, Inc. Good titles? Good movies?
Yeah.
So we're excited about it. That's all.
Thank you. Any questions? Any answers? Okay, water authority.
Boss game, by the way, for the pitching machine. So get it ready this week.
The water authority vet, the... work has started up on McKelvey. It's moving along. The college student program is starting again this summer. Do you know anybody that is a college student and wants a part-time job over there? Actually, it's a full-time job over the summer. It's well-paying. Please have them apply to the water board. instead of just trading them in, and it actually averaged about 5,000 more a vehicle by auction it rather than trading in. They're up to about $47,000 so far with that. And that's about it. Any questions?
Can I ask a couple of questions? There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about the city of Pittsburgh water. I think it was yesterday or today. Does Wilkinsburg Penn Joint Water Company use the same chemical to control corrosion as the city of Pittsburgh?
No.
No, okay.
That's the good. Treatment at the Wilkinsburg Penn Joint is unique in the state, which is one of the reasons why the DEP has been on them, because they would rather have everybody do everything organically. But it's different. When you say the chemical used for corrosion, you mean the phosphate?
They didn't specify the name of the chemical.
That's typical, because around here, generally what they do to control corrosion is increase the pH. The city for years used sodium soda ash. It went to caustic, sodium hydroxide, for a little while, but they didn't have a permit for it. Just went back to sodium carbonate, and then they're, I think they're back on caustic now. But it helps if you identify the chemicals.
Well, the only reason that that was in that article was that they had changed the chemical. I don't know what they changed it from. I don't know what they changed it to.
That didn't have anything to do with corrosion. And the idea with either the sodium carbonate or the caustic is you're increasing the pH. And you're in a pH range, regardless of which chemical you use, it's a matter of which, you know, how much chemical you use to get the same pH point. So it's kind of irrelevant. The articles are very misleading as far as that.
Yeah. Here's another question. Are any of
they know which ones they are? They're in the process, the same as the city, of replacing all their lead lines. They have not been cited by the DEP yet for being over the lead limit.
No rush, because everybody's inlet is lead anyway.
But if you replace your line and call them, they'll eventually get around to replacing the line going to your
the feeder
your box.
If it's lead.
If it's lead, yes.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I know that lead's only a problem if the water is acidic. Yeah, if it isn't, then it's not a problem.
From the house to the curb box, or
if you have a leak in your line,
take care of your line
to the house, they will also eventually replace the line from the curb box if it's made out of lead. If you notify them that you've done that,
ain't going on here for ain't paying for crap.
Yeah. That's what you wish.
Well, and I'll make another comment. The reason Flint, Michigan had a problem was that they had gone from an alkaline-based water to one that was acidic. They guaranteed they were going to have a problem.
One of the advantages we have around here is that we have a lot of hardness in the water. Mm-hmm. Flint's changed sources where they didn't. And when you have hardness in the water, it builds up on your pipes, and that protects all the lead lines that we generally use that we have, unless there's a tremendous upset. Planning Commission, Mayor Fuller?
Unfortunately, I was out of town. Ms. Vestiani, if you would...
Sure. The Planning Commission met the fourth Tuesday of April. They took under consideration the final land development proposal from GITGO, and they did vote for a conditional final approval pending a couple of engineers' comments that needed addressed. And we will have those comments addressed in the Planning Commission minutes for the next council meeting for your consideration.
we be voting at the next council meeting concerning site development, et cetera?
Yes.
Council government report, Mr. Wilson.
I do not meet.
Borough Solicitor, Mr. Berry.
Thank you. I have no report this evening. Thank you.
Very well. Borough Manager, Ms. Beston.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. On April 20th, I met with PennDOT and Swissvale representatives to review some questions that PennDOT had about the rights of way on South Braddock Avenue and our TAP grant application. PennDOT was worried about specifically about the roadway in front of Edgewood Town Center, and that the grant's proposed updates might be occurring on Philip Edison property rather than in the borough's right-of-way. Our traffic engineer produced documentation from the construction of the center that dedicated the right-of-way for highway purposes, and Edgewood and Swissvale both provided PennDOT with copies of the ordinances that our councils passed at the time accepting those rights-of-way, and so that seemed to satisfy PennDOT's right-of-way attorney. So all of the work that will be conducted will be in the public right-of-way. And so we got the go-ahead from their attorney to move forward. So this is a baby step on a long process, but we are getting there. Also, I'm not sure if I mentioned to council, but our project extends from West Hutchinson to where Edgewood and Swissvale, where Edgewood, the border of Edgewood and Swissvale, so right by the PNC. Swissvale has applied for an additional TAP grant to extend it from where both sides of the roadway become Swissvale to the Rankin Bridge. So they're going to complete the same aesthetics that we're doing on our part all the way through to the Rankin Bridge, which will be very nice for the corridor. PennDOT would like us to bid those projects together. So they're two separate projects, but PennDOT would like them bid at the same time so that the same contractor can do them both, and they're thinking we'll get some economies of scale. Swissvale is our partner in this project, and so we're happy to be working with them. This could delay us a couple of months, but I don't think it's a major delay, and if we can save money doing it, that's a plus. So that's where we're at with that process. I'll keep you updated, but we've still got a slow road ahead of us.
So we have a joint project which we're going to bid together.
Yes.
How do we bid a project that is entirely Swissvale?
We are not. Both projects have to be let through the state system. Okay. So they will be let, they're called sibling projects. So the contractor will know that if you're bidding on this project, you should also bid on this one because it would be beneficial to both parties.
So it's going to be bid out by PennDOT.
Yes.
When are they replacing the railroad bridge in Rankin?
It's a very good question. That is a very complicated, they're working on it. I don't have a final date. It's Swissvale and Rankin own the approaches. The railroad owns the bridge. They have actually asked PennDOT to come in and coordinate for them because there's so many different entities. So the project is being coordinated by PennDOT even though there's no PennDOT-owned property involved.
Okay.
And I know that they continue to meet and discuss it, and they're moving forward. They're working right now with, I believe, getting some rights of way from the private contractor who's developing a parcel.
I could see them rolling that into this as well, because...
I don't think that they will.
Okay. All right.
It's just because these are the exact same improvements for our project, and that will be extending. I am thrilled to report La Crosse Street work began this morning. The contractor estimates that it'll take about 3 weeks to complete the storm sewer work that's necessary. We are fixing all of our catch basins, installing new catch basins. Rather than put two separate storm lines on La Crosse, so we have two separate sanitary, one for Edgewood, one for Swissvale, we're doing one combined storm sewer line for both boroughs. Edgewood only has three catch basins, so our three catch basins on La Crosse are going to drain to the Swissvale line. So while we're in there tearing up the street, that's what the work is going to be starting on. So they anticipate 3 weeks to do that, and then the paving will begin after the storm work has been complete. We're also waiting on people's gas company to finish up a couple of repairs to their line as well, which they can do simultaneously to our sewer work. The borough submitted two tax delinquent vacant properties for consideration in the Tricog Land Bank, and we're hopeful that they'll be selected for inclusion. The properties are, each municipality submits as many properties as they want to have evaluated, and the Center for Community Progress is coming in to evaluate the properties that have been submitted, so as there should be no bias from the COG or its representatives. We submitted 828 Walnut and 430 Morris, which is the vacant lot. So we're hopeful that they'll get included. If not, we'll try again next time. Anyone who's interested, a letter of interest for those who might want to serve on the Shade Tree Advisory Committee is due by this Friday. So far, we've only received one letter. So I'm really hopeful that more of our residents submit and would be considered for that board. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Thank you. Any new business? We were supposed to meet with public safety, supposed to meet with the chief, interview two part-time officers. We have to hire them on Thursday.
I'd like to schedule a pension meeting if we can as well.
Okay.
Is there a date next week that would work? Next week for pension?
Day next week would be good for me.
Okay. Earlier in the week is better for me.
Okay. If it's Monday or Tuesday, it'd have to be an evening meeting. I'm working during the day.
Evenings are fine.
If it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I can meet anytime.
Thursday is not good for me. Thursday is not good for me.
Okay. Well, it's not good for me during the day.
Well, I can't.
I think evenings are. I think we're looking at evenings.
Yeah.
How's Monday?
It's wide open in the evening.
Depends whether there's a hockey game.
Okay. Let's skip it then. Let's try Tuesday. Can we say Tuesday or Wednesday? And I'll check with our.
It's gonna be a hockey game tonight.
Right, I'm going. I'm sorry, Jack.
I'm
the 9th or the 10th. I will email and call you. Whichever works better for Oakmont Capital to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What time are we thinking of? Generally,
6:37, 7:30.
Yeah.
Anytime after.
Okay. I'll check with them.
Yeah. Anytime after 4:30.
Okay. Anything else?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second, third, fourth.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're done.
Thank you, Chief.